今日皆さんにメッセージで お話ししたいことは、僕が実を言うと考えたメッセージはないんです。
Actually, the message I'm going to give you today is a message that I didn't, you know, originally think about myself.
僕が教えてもらったメッセージです。
This is a message that was taught to me.
それを僕が聞いたとき本当に解放されたような気がしました。
And when I learned about this, it really gave me a sense of being released, a sense of freedom.
どうしたらいいのかわからないことについて、あ、そういうことやったんかっていう理解が来たわけです。
You know, I was in a situation where I didn't know the best thing to do. I wasn't sure exactly, and it really cleared some stuff up for me.
今日皆さんにもその解放感が、あ、なるほどっていうアハモーメントがあるように祈りたいと思います。
And I'd like to pray that all of you would have this feeling of release and understanding that comes from today's message.
Okay, メッセージを始める前に祈って始めましょう。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、今日私たちは本当に古いお話から、来週から私たちがどう生きればいいかの、今週からどう生きればいいかの、本当に、本当に真理を学ぼうと思います。イエス様、どうぞ私たちの心の耳を開き、そしてあなたの御言葉を待ち望む心を与えてください。
Dear Lord, as we gather here today to listen to your word and to prepare ourselves for the coming week and this week, we pray that you would open our spiritual ears and our hearts that the seed will plant and find root today.
どうぞ私たちに語ってください。
Please, Lord, speak to us today.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
はい、あのね、僕はね、先週とっても素敵なところにいました。僕はハワイにいたんです。
Yeah, last week I was in a wonderful place. I was in Hawaii.
あのね、時々いろんな用事があってハワイに行くことがあります。
From time to time, there's a good reason for me to go to Hawaii.
みんなハワイ言うたらワイキキビーチの白い砂でゴロンと寝転がってフミさん何もしなかったなと思うかもしれへんけど。
You know, if you think about Hawaii, you probably think that I was out on the beach, just laying around like a, you know, whale on the beach there, just getting some sun and.
あのね、そうしようと、そうできる日が一日だけあったんです。
Actually, there was one day that I was able to go and enjoy myself.
もう雨がめちゃくちゃ降ってて。
Unfortunately, there was rain in most of the other days.
その出かけることなんか全然できなかったわけ。
And you know, honestly, I was really not even thinking about going outside.
雨が降ってたのその日だけじゃなくて、そこからずっと一週間降ってたんです。
You know, and it was just not one day, but it was continuous the whole time I was there.
だから僕がやったことといえば、もう人に会いに行ってご飯食べたことだけやったんです。
You know, so all I did was meet people and eat.
でね、そのおかげで。ね、ビーチや青い空を見なかったおかげでハワイのいいところをもう一度思い出すことができました。
And thanks to all the rain and the lack of blue skies, I was able to focus myself on a better part of Hawaii, something that was really good, and I was really able to enjoy.
ハワイのようわからんけど、まあ、僕らからしたらカルチャーショックを受けるかもしれへんけれども、まあ、素晴らしい文化の一つにおばちゃんたちもおっちゃんたちもハグをするという文化がある。
Yeah, you know, in Hawaii, it's a reallyWonderful thing, and for Japanese people that really don't have much touchy-touchy, it's a wonderful thing when you get hugged by some old ladies and old men. Hey, for me.
As
Japanese people, we have this tendency to like avoid full contact while we hug.
Hawaii のおばちゃんたちはチュー住んでも朝口目にべっちょ塗ってんのにぶちんってもうチューしてくるわけ。
You know, and the older Hawaiian ladies, they come in with this full-on red lipstick, and they just slap a big one.
そう、ほんで、ぶちゅーんでして、相手うれしかったって、今度こっちにまたぶちゅーんでして、こんなんどこも行かれへんとか
思う。 I mean, come on, like, give me a break here.
それでもっと、ハワイのもっと素晴らしいところは、あのね、持ち寄りパーティー、あれすごいな。
And you know, when they have potluck parties, watch out.
あれ、ハワイの人、多分な、あの感覚狂ってると思うんだけど、10人のパーティーに40人分の食事を持ってくるんです。
Unfortunately, they're not good at math there, so if they have a party for 10 people, they make food for 40 people.
ほんで、そのなんか田舎のおばちゃんみたいにハワイのおばちゃんは食べ食べ攻撃をするね。食べ食べ食べ食べ食べって食べ食べ攻撃が始まるわけです。
You know, they just got this like they chant, you know, eat, 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 eat as you're going, and it's just like, you know, that's
all. ほんで一番最後にそれ全部食べられへんやんか。そんなもうおばちゃんたち怒りやすい。もうこんな余ってしもってほんま困るわ。こんな持って帰らなあかんかで、うち冷蔵庫のスペースもないわ言うておばちゃん怒り出すんです。
You know, so all the old ladies at the end, if there's tons of food left on the table, like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with all this food? There's no room in my room.
見とったら分かるやん、その余ること。
Obviously, there's nobody in the world is going to be able to finish all this food.
だけれども、ハワイの一番素敵な なところはその後に登ってるんです
。And so this is one of the wonderful things I love about Hawaii.
もう残って困るわって言った後に、
all these leftovers, what are we gonna do?
おばちゃんたちは make a plate, make a plate って言うんです。
Yeah, there you go. So the Hawaiian phrase, make a plate.
そんで make a plate ってお皿を作りなさいって言われたら、俺なんかお皿になんか絵描いて焼き物をするのかなとか思ってたんやけど。
You know, and as a Japanese person, I take very things very literally. So like when they said make a plate, I'm thinking I needed to get in there and like probably get a little bit of ghost going on. I'm gonna like work on the pottery wheel or something.
紙プレートにもう残ったご飯入れてお家に持って帰りという意味なんです。
All they were saying is, you know, fill up a plate and bring it home.
ね、つまりハグとキス。
You know, all right, so this is it. Hugs and kisses.
意味のわからんほど大量のご飯。
And ridiculous amounts of food.
それからお持ち帰りの習慣。それはハワイの麗しい文化です。
And the make a plate, you know, style, culture is just such a beautiful thing.
ホスピタリティオーバーキルやな。もう歓迎の印をもう嫌かいうほど表すわけです。
Hospitality overkill.
そしてそれは日本人にとってはカルチャーショックやねんけど。
You know, for a Japanese person, that's like severely different from Japanese style, so it's a culture shock.
でもその文化は僕とてもいいなと思います。
But I really, really love it.
同じように教会にも麗しい文化がたくさんあります。
And there's a lot of wonderful and beautiful cultures that happen in church.
教会に初めて来た人のほとんどは教会の麗しい文化っていうのにいくつか文化風習習慣にいくつかフェイスします、出会います。
And so for people that are coming to church in for you know the first times or whatever, they're not used to church. There's a lot of things in church that may be like culture shock to them.
人がイエス様を信じた時に私はイエス様を信じますということを具体的に表現するために水にジャポンと使って出てくる洗礼式はまずその一つです。
You know, and during announcements we talked about one of those today, baptism, and you know when they confessed that Jesus is their Savior and they want to be baptized. This is one of those.
それは見た目変やし、初めて見たらカルチャーショックを受けるけれども、それはとても麗しいものです。
You know, watching somebody get in a bathtub and get dunked or whatever, just there's a weird thing that's going on there for people that aren't used to that.
で、50人100人でちっちゃいパンとちっちゃいブドウジュース飲むってあれ見てたらめっちゃ変かもしらんけど。
You know, and like the way the communion works and giving out little pieces of bread and everybody drinks and eats at the same time, it's just kind of, if you're not sure what's going on there, it could feel really strange.
私たちがパンとブドウジュースを飲むときにイエス様が私たちの罪のために死なれたことを思い出すんです。
You know, of course, as Christians, we believe as we eat the bread and we drink the juice that we're believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
でそれを全然知らない人が見てたらこの人はなんか気持ち悪いって思うけど。
You know, and for people that don't know anything about the Bible, they're just like completely, you know, freaked out.
でカルチャーショックを受けるけど。
You know, they have culture shock.
でもそれは麗しい文化です。
But it's a beautiful part of our
church
culture.
そして多くの人がそれを愛するようになります。
And of course, those that start to get accustomed to that stern soon learn to love it.
そして今日皆さんにお伝えしたいもう一つのカルチャーショックを引き起こす、でも麗しい教会の文化、それは10分の1献金というものです。
Okay, and today we're in this culture shock series. We're going to get into the new one for today. Our culture shock, some people that don't understand very well talking about tithing.
私たちクリスチャンは神が与え、私たちが持っているものは全て神が与えてくださっていると信じているので、収入の 10% をお返しするという習慣を2000年間立て上げてきました。
For 2000 years, the church has always believed that in thanks for so much abundance that God has given us, we want to give back just a small fraction of that, so we give back 10%.
で、お金っていうものがまだない時代は、農民の人たちは農作物の大体 10% を取り分けて神様にまず捧げたわけです。
Yeah, and there wasn't always Ben Franklin's and Abe Lincoln's, and there was not always bills to give money into the church. So then, those days, they were doing the harvest, and they were taking the 10% of their harvest, whatever it was.They had the produce that they came out with.
今の時代は私たちは仕事に行ってお給料として銀行振り込みでお金をもらうから、私たちはその中から 10% を持って神様に捧げるわけです。
You know, and nowadays everything seems to end up in bills and coins format, where you know maybe the money is being put into our accounts after we've worked digitally or whatever. But at any rate, it's all involving money, right?
この習慣っていうのは昔から教会を祝福してきた麗しい習慣なんです。
And it's a beautiful wonderful tradition that has come through the church, through the history of the church.
で、これによって教会は機能し、神の働きをし、運営されてきました。
And thanks to the tithing, it's been very essential for the church in the way to help to keep the church functioning and that the church is able to do so many different things.
でもそれと同時に、クリスチャンたちの間でさえ、これは最も誤解された、クリスチャンたちの風習になってしまったわけです。
But unfortunately, even among Christians, there's so much discussion about what is the real reasons for tithing and what are the, you know, what is the motivation for doing such. And there's many people that have misunderstandings.
やることはシンプルなんです。収入の 10% 神様です。すごいシンプルなことなのに、なぜそれをするのかということがほとんど理解されないまま伝わってきたんです。
It's not a real hard thing to understand. You know, 10% of whatever you make.Back to God, but the whole reasoning behind it, that's where things start to get confusing.
で、今日私たちの多くもそれをしていると思うんだけども、今日それをどうしてするのか、そのために聖書的な正しい理解をみんなで持っていきたいと思います。
And although I, you know, believe that most of you are already tithing, people that come to church regularly, I just want to kind of go through this, clear up some of the misunderstandings that some people may still have, and go proceed forward in this beautiful tradition.
どうしてこのシンプルな作業が誤解を招くようなことになったんでしょうか
？And where did it all go wrong? Where did the misunderstandings come from?
じゃあ誤解の理由を考えてみましょう。まず一つ目、誤解の理由はこれです。
Okay, starting with the firstmisunderstanding.
その立法に十分の一を捧げるという習慣は立法によって定められた守るべきルールだと理解されてきたからなんかわけがわからなくて。
You know, like a lot of things in life, because it's the law. That's why we do it. It's the law.
そう。ね、こういうふうに理解している人は最終的に2つの意見を形成するようになります。
As soon as you say it's a law and that's why we have to do it, we're just obeying the law, there's going to be two, obviously, there's two groups that come from this.
そう。で、どんなんかって言ったら、十分の一を捧げるっていうことは旧約聖書に定められたことなので、もしそれをしなければあなたは神から盗んでいるって、そしてそれをしなければ呪いを招くもしくは経済的に呪いを招くっていうふうに信じてしまうんです。
You know, there's the traditionalists. They're like, oh boy, that's Old Testament law. And if you don't give your 10%, it's like you're stealing money from God's pocket. Oh, you would be cursed if you did such a thing.
特に経済的に呪われるよ。
You know, financially you would be just, you'd be gonna go bankrupt.
Okay, そういうふうに聞いたことがある人。
Anybody's heard this kind of thing?
やっぱり何人かあるね。何人かあるね。はい。で、また逆にこういう人もいるわけです。十分の一を捧げるっていうのは立法だから。そして立法はイエス様によって廃棄されたはずなのでやらんでええはずやっていう人もおるんです。
Okay, or there's the other side of the coin where people are like, oh, so we're talking about Old Testament stuff? I'm sorry, Jesus came. We're in the New Testament living now, so hey, all that Old Testament stuff, that was like, we're free from that, so nobody has to give any more tithe.
はい、それを聞いたことがある人。
Anybody heard that one?
あ、やっぱり何人かあるね。
We're free!
はい、つまり、立法だからやるべきなんだ、十分の一を捧げることはっていう人もおれば、立法だから十分の一をやるべきでないんだという人もおるわけです。
You know, so because some people think about it's a law, that's why we're supposed to do it. There's obviously going to be the other side of the coin. Well, because if it's Old Testament law, then we don't need to do it anymore. And so you get people already that are going to be kind of having quarrels about this.
だから教会によってもそれを絶対にしなければダメって教える人もルールとして教える教会もあれば、そんなん全然気にせんでええよっていう教会もあるわけです。
You know, and so there are churches that are, you know, both sides.Of the coin, like you must, you know, give your 10%, and there's others like, don't worry about it, it's all good, yeah.
だって立法によって定められたルールだもん。
You know, it's the rule, it's the law. Sorry, hey, just follow the rules.
実を言うと、立法と十分の一を捧げる習慣って何にも関係がないんです。
Actually, this is totally misunderstanding and it had nothing to do with the rules. There's no law. That's not the reason why we.
なのに、こういうふうに誤解する人がいたわけです。
But There's people, lots of people that get kind of stuck up on this.
Okay, 二つ目の誤解されてきた二つ目の理由。
We're going to go to one more, another misunderstanding here.
それは何かって言ったら、お金のことだから誤解されてきたんです。
And that misunderstanding is because it's all regarded as all about the money.
あ、ていうか、お金の十分の一を捧げるっていうのは、結局はお金のことだと勝手に理解されたんです。
You know, and because it's like, one 10% of the income, obviously that's talking about my financial situation. Obviously, that's talking about my precious money.
そして特に、まあ、英語やったらそうじゃないかもしれないけど、特に日本語やったら11件金と金がつくやんか。
You know, in Japanese, especially the Chinese characters itself, it's got the gold. Gold is the main thing on there, so it's the valuable.
お金っていう金がつくから、あ、お金のことなんやとみんな本能的に思ってしまうんです。
So tithing and the ken king in Japanese、うん、and the name itself, you know, it makes you think about, you know, it's involving money.
お金ってとっても大切なものよね、私たちにとって。
I believe and I think everyone.Does it? Money is very important.
だって私たちの時間とエネルギーの能力を出したその犠牲の代わりとして私たちはお金を受け取るからです。
Work, the thing itself, we've given our time, we've given our efforts. In return, we receive money as a reward for that, and we need to use that to fulfill, you know, take care of our lives.
つまりお金っていうのは私たちの命を表しています。
It could be said that money is like our lifeline.
だから私たちはそのお金を取られると自分が暴力を振るわれたような気が
You know, so if someone tries to take our lifeline, our money, then that's like they're trying to take our life away, and that's that them are fighting words.
そしてそのことについて10分の1献金とかって言うときに、ってセンシティブになってしまうわけです。
You know, so when they're saying the tithing of your 10%, then people start to get all nervous.
そして私たちの多くが密かに神よりもお金を信頼するライフスタイルを立て上げてしまっているので、10分の1献金なんか嫌な感じって思ってしまうわけ。
You know, and so for peopleThat are not putting God first, but instead that money is their first priority. When they hear something about having to give away 10% of their most important thing in life, they start to freak out.
そしてそういう時に教会の中で間違った教えがなされたんです。
And unfortunately, in the church even there is a lot of misunderstanding here, and these can lead into some bad teaching.
こういうふうに十分の一を捧げることは神様からあなたが祝福を受けるためのファンデーションです。源です。土台です。条件です。
Okay, yeah. So the misunderstanding is church sometimes, you know, they unconsciously they're teaching stuff that seems to lead towards if you don't, you know, the tithing is the foundation of all of your blessing. That's where it all comes.
もしそれをしなかったら神の祝福はないよっていうような教会がたくさんある。
If you don't tithe, then you're not going to get blessed by God. You don't give to God, God doesn't give back.
だからクリスチャンたちはこう考えるんです。私たちは経済的に祝福されたいから。
十分の一を返そうって。You know, and so like it's kind of like Christians be like, okay, yeah, so if I just deposit a bit of a tithe here, then I'm gonna boom, it's gonna come back big time in the blessing format.
もっとお金を欲しいから捧げよう。
Yeah, if I give a 10% here, then I should be getting 50% back, and I can make a little bit of an interest.
もしくはいやいや 10% 取られたらもう 90% になってしまうからそんなん嫌やから捧げないでおこう。
And of course, there's the you know, if I give 10% of my income, I've only got 90% left to live.On and that, I just can't deal with that.
両方の考え方がやっぱりどっちにしろ献金って結局お金のことなんやという理解に基づいてるんです。
Unfortunately, either way of thinking, it just all leads back to the fact that money is the main motivation for their giving or their not giving, and that's wrong.
そして皆さんに知ってほしいのは十分の一を捧げるというのはお金と全く関係ない。
You know, tithing is it's not anything to do with money.
うん。もし皆さんがクロスロード教会に来る前に行ってた教会があって、さっき僕が今話したような教えを教えられてきたとしたら、
If you've ever been to another church that was kind of teaching, maybe similar to any of these misunderstandings,
覚えておいてほしいのは、十分の一は立法ともお金とも関係のないことなんです。
Please understand that it's not about following the rules and it's not about money.
今までちょっと学んできたことをちょっと置いといて真っ白な心で聖書は十分の一を捧げることについて何と言ってるかを真っさらな心で見てみましょう。
Okay, let's just kind of completely empty our cups. We're going to go back into the Old Testament and we're going to look back at some of the original tithing.
そしてそれから私たちが10分の1捧げるかやめとくか決めへん。
And so, as we completely just forget about everything we know about tithing, and we go back and look at this, can we, say, all right, after we study about this, perhaps we can have a new heart for tithing.
もしくは次の世代の子たちにあなたたちもそうしなさいよって言うか言わへんか。ちゃんとこうフレッシュな目での聖書を見てから決めた方がいいと思う。
Or perhaps through this new, you know, going through another study of the Bible and what it has to say about it, when you go to talk to your children or the next generation about tithing, you'll have a better idea how to explain it to them.
Okay, 最初の 10% を捧げた人のストーリーを今日見たと思います。
Let's go back to the first tithe.
それはアブラハムという人でした。
It was a guy named Abraham before even his name was changed to Abraham.
の14章にアブラハムという人が初めて神に 10% を返したストーリーが載っています。
Okay, we're going back to the beginning. When I say the beginning, of course, that means Genesis chapter 14. We're going all the way back to Abram and the first time he gave 10% to God.
このアブラムという人がそれをしたときに立法なんてものは全然なかったんです。
Back in the days of Abram, he had no idea. There was no rules. Nobody had ever written anything down.
立法とかそんなん言う450年も前の話。
You know, before the, Moses came and the, old, you know, the Ten Commandments were written or anything like that, there was none of that. That was no, 450 years after.
だから立法だからするのだとか立法だからしないのだとか全然関係ない。
So for Abraham, back in this, those days, obviously the rules or having the law was not anIt was not even in his mind.
ぜひアブラハムさんに聞いてみてください。あなたは立法に定められてルールやったからやったんですかって聞いてください。
You know, go ahead. When you get to heaven, go up, find Abraham, like, hey man, did you give the first tithe because it was the rule or what?
いやいや、ルールとかなかったよって絶対言うから。
He'd be like, huh? What you talk about, man?
そうでなくて、もっとピュアな理由があったんです。
And it was a much more pure reason why Abram gave money to God.
それは何なんですか？
And we're going to go ahead and search
today. まず今日の一番目のポイントをまず書いてからストーリーに入りましょう。一番目のポイントはこれです。
Okay, we're going to start with the first point before we even get into the story.
アブラハムが自分の 10% を神に捧げたその時の心とはどんな心ですか？それは神の一方的な恵みを体験したことに対するレスポンスやったんです。印やったんです。ジェスチャーやったんです。
It's like, you know, we're given the answer before we hit the story even here. The heart of Abram's tithing, was a gesture of experiencing God's unconditional grace.
つまり立法関係ないんです。お金も関係ないんです。神の恵みのストーリーなんです。
It's a story of grace. It had nothing to do with rules. It had nothing to do with money. It was all about experiencing God's amazing grace.
この創世記の14章はとてもユニークなストーリーです。
This is a really unique story in Genesis 14.
あの背景を説明しますね。
I'm going to give you some background.
アブラハムという人はもうおじいさんだったんですけれども、とてもビジネスが成功したおじいさんでした。
Abram, yeah, he was the Bill Gates of the Old Testament.
そう。でも彼の下にはロトというまたビジネスがすごく上手な甥っ子がいたんです。
And you know, if you're that good at business, you figure some of your, relatives are going to kind of catch on. And Lot, he was the best, little nephew of Abraham, and he was doing good for himself as well.
そして小さい範囲で羊飼いのビジネスを二人でやってたんやけれども、どうしてもロトの羊飼いのビジネスとアブラハムの羊飼いのビジネスがもうカチャンコしてもう大変なことになったわけ。
And so, you know, they were doing so well in their business, which was actually, you know, had a lot to do with livestock, a lot of sheep, and they were doing shepherd, you know, herding and stuff. And so they had a lot of herds and stuff. And when you got a lot of herds, you know, overlapping is very hard. And so they were bumping into each other a lot.
聖書にはね、アブラハムの羊飼いとロトの羊飼いがガッチャンコして喧嘩し始めたって感じ。
You know, unfortunately, their workers, the shepherds,Abraham's and Lot's shepherds, they were having at it a bit. They were having words, you know, trying to get the good grass. Hey, get off my valley, kind of thing.
だからロトはこういうふうに言いました。おじさんもここは限界やと思います。僕はおじさんの元を離れて向こうの方にあるソドムというあの豊かな町に行きたいと思います。
And so Lot, he's like, okay, you know, I'm the nephew. I'm going to just give you your space, uncle. So I'm going to go over here to Sodom. They got some nice land and stuff over here. I think I can do business over there.
こういう田舎よりもあっちのソドムの町の方がもう経済的にも繁栄できると思うし。
And you know, I don't like living in the country. I'm thinking city might be a little bit better. I can get some more business going.
アブラハムはちょっと心配しました。そのソドムはとても道徳的にめちゃくちゃな地域やったからです。
And Abraham, he was, I don't know. That's a good idea. You know, Sodom. I've heard bad things about them. You know, they got some messed up stuff going.
でもロトはあまりにも経済的な繁栄が欲しかったのでそのソドムという町に引っ越していきました。
But Lot had eyes for money and he had, really wanted wealth and so he actually was drawn to Sodom.
そしてその時に、大きな戦争が始まったんです。
Unfortunately, after Lot had moved to Sodom, a big war happened.
アブラハムやロトがいたよりもずっと北の地域の4つの王国、4つの王様がそのアブラハムやロトが住んでた地域の5人の国、5人の王様5つの国に対して戦争を仕掛けてきたんです。
And, so, Lot and Abraham, they had been kind of living peacefully in a land where actually they were going to be sandwiched by a war. To the north, there was four kingdoms that were going to come and attack a land down south where there was five kings.
そしてソドムはその5つの国のうちの1つでした。
And so, Sodom was one of the kings lived in Sodom of the five countries that was down south.
4対5の戦いだったんです。
So that's like,5 times 4.
だけど北の4つの国がソドムを含む5つの国をめちゃくちゃに倒したんです。
But the four countries from the north were much more powerful and they overpowered and they crushed the five kingdoms to the south.
そして北の4つの国がソドムの有力者であったロトとそのビジネスと家畜と家族を全部連れて捕虜として北の町に帰っていきました。
And unfortunately, Lot being in Sodom, he was somebody of power and wealth and so they just took him, all of hisbelonging all of his stuff and they brought him back up north with them up, to the northern regions.
ロトが捕虜として北の方に連れて行かれたという情報がアブラハム の耳のところに多分1週間か2週間して入ったんだと思います。
And so that his nephew Lot had been taken prisoner by these men from the north, it came to Abram's ear probably a week or so afterward.
読んでみましょう。創世記14章の11節。
Okay, that's where we're going to pick up the story in Genesis 14, starting with verse 14.、
そこで彼らはソドムとゴモラの全財産、彼らというのは4つの国の連合軍団ね、ソドムとゴモラの全財産と食料全部を奪って北に帰っていた。彼らはまたアブラムの甥のロトとその財産をも奪って北に帰っていた。ロトはその当時はソドムに住んでたんだけど、その一人のその戦争からの逃亡者がヘブル人アブラムのところに来て、アブラハムのところに来てそのことを告げた。アブラムはエモリ人マムレのカシノキのところに住んでたんですけれども、マムレはエコシェルとアネルの兄弟で、彼らはアブラハムと契約を結んでた、そういう安心した状態に住んでたんだけども、アブラムは自分の親類ロトが捕虜になった方を聞き、こう決めたんです。自分の家で生まれたしぼめ318人を召集して、その捕虜になったロトを奪い返すミッションに出かけたんです。
Okay, so Genesis 14, I'm sorry, starting from verse 11 of Genesis 14, here we go. The four kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food. Then they went away. I know, it was terrible. Yeah, then they also carried off Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, and since he was living in Sodom. One who had escaped came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the great trees of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Esau and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
ロトが捕虜になって連れて行かれた話を聞くと、アブラハムはレスキューミッションをすぐに作って追いかけたわけです。
Okay, so this is like the A team is going to come out now. Abraham is taking the men, getting them together to go and rescue his nephew.
さあ、彼の軍団は何人でしたか？
So what are we talking about here? What kind of, you know, what numbers we got?
318人でした。
Yeah, 318 trained born men. Yeah.
相手はどんな軍隊ですか？
Okay, so what are we up against? What's the numbers? Give me some.
この間5つの国をボロボロにした4つの国の軍隊の正規軍なんです。
Okay, so give me some numbers here. We have only four nations. They went and they attacked these other five nations. So what do we got left in the four nations here?
これって勝負になる？
You think, you know, Abram's got his family, 318 guys.
5万人から7万人です。
There's probably about 50,000 to 70,000 people.
それを分かってながら、アブラハムはロトを助けにラクダに乗って出かけたんです。
Knowing it was a suicide mission, Abram still got on his camel and he proudly went
in pursuit. 彼が住んでいるネゲブというエリアからダンまではどれくらいあるかというと、東京と名古屋間です。僕も車で運転したけど、だいたい高速道路を100キロで走って6時間ぐらいの距離です。
From the lands where Abram was, all the way up in the Dan, it's, you know,probably about a 6-hour drive, so you can imagine in those days by camel it would have been a lot longer. It's pretty far.
そしてアブラハムはその巨大な軍隊に追いついたんです。
And so Abram was able to catch up with the huge army, with his, small group of men.
そして318人が5万人の軍隊に攻撃を始めたんです。
And so, 318 guys started to attack this humongous army.
これはもうサイパン島での万歳突撃と一緒やんか。
You know, this is,
this is
a suicide mission. You know, they're going in against unbeatable odds.
ね、70年前、日本人はアメリカの軍隊に奪われると分かってながら万歳って言って突っ込んでいたんです。
Back in 70 years ago when Japan fought with Americas, they had this banzai attack and they would just go, their lives meant nothing to them and they would just charge and, yeah.
多分アブラハムはその気持ちだったと思います。
I'm sure Abram was just ready to sacrifice himself trying to rescue his nephew.
結果はどうでしょう？
What happened?
実はアブラハムの318人がその5万人の軍隊を打ち破ったんです。
They won! They beat up the... They won! Somehow they
今聞いても意味わからんと思えへん。
Wait. 318 beat 50,000. What's going on?
はい。読んでみましょう。
Okay, we're gonna read.
15節。夜になって彼と奴隷たちは、彼ら、軍隊ちゃうで、彼と奴隷やで、軍隊ちゃうで、彼と奴隷たちは、彼らに向かって、その5万人の軍隊に向かって展開し、彼らを打ち破り、ダマスコの北にあるホバまで彼を追跡した。そして彼は全ての財産を取り戻し、また、親類の者、ロトとその財産、それにまた、女たちや人々をも取り戻したと書いてます。
Alright, going to verse 15 of chapter 14.Let's see here. Oh, what? He's still going. Yeah? Okay.
15, yeah.
Yes. During the night, Abram divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the other people.
自殺行為のような万歳アタックだったのに。
The suicide mission.
大勝利を得たんです。
They were victorious.
多分コメディチャンバラ劇のようにアブラハムが肩をわーんって振るったら200人ぐらいがバタバタバタバタバタって頼りにいったんかもしれない。
You know, you can just imagine one of those kind of like, I don't know, like a kind of chopstick drama kind of comedies where, you know, the guy swings the sword and just like people go flying by strings, like 300 people go flying in the air.
どんなんやったか僕ちょっと分からへんけど、その戦いの中、そしてその戦いが終わった時、アブラハムは絶対にこう思ったと思う。
Well, you know, no matter what the actual, you know, facts are to what happened, we can see the results of that war. And so we know that Abram's feelings at this point.
これは私の力で勝った勝利ではないっていうことをアブラハムは絶対に実感してたはずなんです。
There is no mistake that Abram would realize that it was not his own power that helped them to get the victory over these armies.
そうではなくて神が代わりに戦ってくださって、そして私たちに勝利をプレゼントとして、贈り物としてくださったんだ。
And he had to understand that God had given the army, the enemy, into his hands, and that it was like a gift to him.
そうでなければ説明がつかないもんだって、これは神の恵みに違いない。
You know, it was, you know, there was no misunderstanding here that it was God that did this, and it was not of his own doing.
勝利にふさわしくない私に神が勝利をくださった。
For me, who was so unworthy of anything, God gave me a victory. God was so gracious.
そしてやっつけた軍隊から戦利品を奪っていって、ロトとその家族と家畜たちを連れて、アブラハムは自分のホームタウンの方にまた引き返していったわけです。
And so, as it is written there, Abram took his nephew, all the family, all the people, and all the goods, and they just took them all back home.
うん。 さあその帰り道にアブラハムはとても不思議な人物と出会います。
All right, and this is the story gets even more interesting. At this point, Abram goes back, and when he does go back, he meets a very, very interesting character.
メルキゼデクという人です。
Melchizedek。
読んでみましょう。18節。
In verse 18.
さてサレムの王メルキゼデクはパンとブドウ酒を持って挨拶に出てきた。彼は意図高き神の祭司であった。彼はアブラムを祝福して言った。祝福を受けよアブラム。天と地を作られた方、意図高き神よりあなたの手にあなたの敵を渡された意図高き神に誉れがあるように。そしてそう言われたアブラハムはすべてのものの10分の1をそのメルキゼデクに捧げたんです。
Okay. はい。There we go. Looking at verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abram gave him, Melchizedek, a tenth of everything.
Melchizedek という人がアブラハムの勝利を祝うためにパンとワインを持って、おめでとうって出てきはったわけです。
Melchizedek, he came out with bread and wine to celebrate Abram's victory.
その時に彼はアブラハムにこういうふうに言ったんです。あなたは覚えてますか？あなたは知ってましたか？あなたは感じましたか？あなたの勝利はあなたが力ずくで取ったものではなく神からの贈り物でした。
And Melchizedek came out and said the exact same things that Abram was definitely feeling in his heart. Did you feel it?Do you know that it wasn't by your own hand, it was not your power that you won this victory, but God gave your enemies into your hands?
あなたの手に神が勝利をプレゼントされたんですよ。
God gave the enemy into your hands as a present.
それはアブラハムが帰り道ずっと考えてきたことの confirmation でした。確信でした。やっぱりそうか。
That was just a confirmation of everything that I'm sure was going over Abram's head the whole way back to his hometown from the northern regions.
うん。お、やっぱりそうか。僕の力じゃないと思ってたんだ。神様が戦ってくださったんだ。そしてアブラハムはその小さな心で神の一方的な恵みに感動したんです。
And so, as Abraham had been thinking over and over about how he could possibly have victory and bring back Lot and his family all safely, as he finally got back and he was told this, it just hit him so powerfully that God was so gracious to him and he was completely overwhelmed and just moved.
10% を捧げる動機というのは恵みに対する感動だったんです。
So the whole motivation for Abram's giving was the complete overwhelming, emotion that he felt from gratitude.
いや、そこにはなんかこう取ってきた金の 10% を返したらまたもっともらえるかなとか、そういうせこい考え方一つもなかったんです。
There was obviously there was no thought about okay, well if I just give God a little bit, then maybe next time He's going to bless me even more. There was definitely no such kind of crazy strange thinking.
もしなんかそれをメルキゼデクに捧げへんかったら、お前ケチケチしやがってとか、後でいじめられるかなとか、そんなもなかったんです。
And it wasn't like wow, Melchizedek seems like he's pretty powerful. I don't want to come, you know, him come around and be giving me trouble later. I better give him a little bit of my winnings from this war. It was definitely not that either.
純粋に神のしてくださったことに対する喜びと感動が動機だったんです。
You know, the motivation was from a humbled Abram that was so thankful to God, and he realized that Melchizedek was giving him the same word that he was feeling in his heart, and so he just did it out of gratitude. He wanted to give something.
ここで大切なのは順番です。
All right, notice the order of events here.
Abraham が 10% を捧げたから、Abraham は勝利ができたんですか?
Did it happen where Abram gave 10% of all of his stuff and then he went and fought and then God gave him the victory?
違う、反対に、まず神が勝利を与えられたので、その返答として、そのレスポンスとして、Abraham は 10% を捧げたわけです。
You know, we know, we can see here that Abram first went and attacked and he got the victory. Amazing grace. From that, the response was.To give something back.
祝福をされるために捧げたっていう感覚は一つもなかった。
There was definitely not. I'm going to give something so in hopes of getting something back.
やれへんかったら呪われるかな。そんなも一つも考えへんかったです。
It wasn't. I'm going to give this because I don't want to be cursed after if I don't.
アブラハムの心は感動で満ちてたんです。
It was complete being overwhelmed by God's amazing grace.
神が私の手に勝利を与えてくださった。
God gave me this victory.
それが十分の一を捧げる時の私たちの心であるべきなんです。
And that is the same, position that our hearts needs to be as we are going to give a tithe to God.
その本物の十分の一を捧げる心に私たちはみんな戻っていきましょう。
Let's go back to the original tithe and let's try to find that overwhelming gratitude in our own hearts.
私たちの神様は人となってこの地上に来られました。
Our God, our Savior, came and He became man and He gave His life for us.
このアブラハムの出来事のずっと後の話です。
This is of course much, much after Abram's story.
イエス様はここに生まれ、そして神の国の到来を告げ知らせ、私たちに神に喜ばれる生き方をお示しになられました。
Jesus came down, was born in Bethlehem. He lived a great life and He taught us the message of salvation in the gospel.
でも社会のウイルスとして逮捕され、そして十字架につけられて処刑されました。
Of course, he was misunderstood at the time. He was arrested. He was whipped. He was crucified.
それによって私たちはどうなりましたか？イエス様の十字架の血潮によって私たちは救われ、許され、義とされ、神の子供とされたんです。
And through Jesus' perfect sacrifice, when we believe in the blood on the cross being worthy to wash us free of our sins, we also can be made free.
そしてそれだけでなくて私たちに永遠の命が与えられました。
Not only are we purified of our sins, but we are given eternal life.
そしてイエス様がもう一度ここの地上に帰ってこられ、この子に帰ってこられる時、イエス様がもう一度新しい天と新しい地を作られる時、私たちは同じく治めるものとしてイエス様と共にその新しい天と地を治めるんです。
And that doesn't end there. Jesus promised that he'd be back, and when he comes back, that we will reign with him in a perfect world.
さあ考えてください。罪人の私たち、めちゃくちゃな罪人の私たちはそのような特権と祝福に値しますか？
We're all sinners. We all make lots of mistakes. Are we worthy to receive such wonderful blessing?
私たちは死に勝利する勝利を受け取るに値しますか？
Are we worthy of eternal life? Are we worthy of becoming immortal? Do we have the what it takes to be given such a wonderful gift?
いや、値しないよ。
No, obviously not.
なのに神様はそれを与えてくれるわけです。
But God is just giving it to us willingly.
なんでですか？
Why?
それは God so loved the world. 神様が私たちを愛しておられるからです。
It's because God loves us so much.
それは神様の私たちに対する一方的な恵みです。
It's a one-way street. There's nothing that we could do to, you know,make it okay for God to give us that grace.
それは神様の私に対する無条件の愛です。
It's unconditional love coming from God.
さあ、皆さんはその神の愛に対する感動が心にありますか？それが心に満ちていますか？
Through, the understanding of this unconditional love that the creator of the whole universe is trying to give into our lives personally, when we really, really grasp that, that's where the overwhelming, feelings of gratitude should start to come from.
その感動なしに十分の一を捧げるなんてことはありえないんです。
You know, if you don't have that really true understanding and feeling of gratitude from what God's done for your life, then there is no way you can give tithing in the correct manner.
ルールだからのちゃうで、立法だからのちゃうで、恵みをいただいてるからするんです。
It's not about the law, it's not about money, it's about gratitude.
だから十分の一を捧げるときにこれしたら祝福されるかなとか考えるのもやめへんの。
You know, of course you need to get out of your head that if you give something to, you know, the church or whatever, that it's going to come back in blessing tenfold or something like that. That's not a good way to think about it.
神様は祝福と私たち、ご自身を祝福と私たちのお金を、いや、ちょうどええ感じかな、釣り合うかなって、ぶつぶつ交換する商売人とちゃうね。
Thank goodness that God doesn't measure the amount that we give and then he decides, okay, well, all right, I guess they're up for about this much blessing. And that's not how God works.
それは神様からの無条件の無償の祝福であり無償の愛なんです。それを私たちは十字架を見上げるときに思い出すわけです。
Unconditional love just pouring forth in a one-way direction, everything just coming into us. It's always giving from God, always continuously, and so much blessing, that's been coming. And in return, as we look to the cross, we want to do something about that just to say thank you.
だから今日二つ目のポイント、それは神が求められているのは私たちのお金ではなくて恵みに対する感動なんです。
And so we can say that what God wants from us, it's not our money, but it's the joy and excitement, the gratitude, the true understanding of His grace.
神様に求められていること、私たちが求められていること、私たちに神様が求められていること、聖書に従うこと、まあそれもそうやと思うし。
You know, obviously God is very happy if we will follow the teachings of the Bible.
で、まあ罪のない生活、そうやろ、神様求めてはるやろ。
Of course, God is happy if we can live a lifestyle that's, you know, free from sin.
でも神様は私たちが神の恵みを理解する以上に望んでおられることは一つもないんです。
But God desires nothing more from us than a complete, and joyous heart and gratitude for life and the grace that God has given everything in it.
で、そのことを理解するときに私たちの人生は変えられます。
When we understand this truth, our lives will change.
だから僕はこういうふうに10分の1を私たちが捧げる理由は何ですか？それは十字架です。
So, tithing, what is it all about? I can say in very simple form, it's all about the cross.
十字架から流れる神の恵みを知り、それを体験し、感動したら、そのレスポンスとして、アブラハムのように捧げるんです。
Understanding the cross and what it represents and the complete understanding of God's grace in our lives and the gratitude that comes forth as a response from that is tithing.
10分の1献金というのは十字架に感動した人が十字架を記念するためにその麗しさを称えるためにすることなんです。
A tithe is people who understand what was done at the cross, the victory. It's a celebration song in response to Jesus' work on the cross.
皆さんの十分の一を捧げるそのお金にはメッセージが含まれているんです。
So the tithe that you give back to God and the heart that you do it with is a message to God.
そのメッセージはどんなメッセージですか？
Okay, what kind of message are you giving God?
神は素晴らしいことを私にしてくださったというメッセージです。
It's the gratitude in God has done amazing and wonderful things in my life.
アブラハムにメルキゼデクがこういうふうに言いました。あなたの手に勝利を与えたのは神ですよ。
Melchizedek said, Abram, God gave you the enemy into your hands.
十字架は私たちに言います。あなたに死と罪をに打ち勝つ勝利を与えたのはイエス・キリストですよ。
The symbol of the cross and what Jesus did there is saying to us, you have been given victory over death, over sin, and you've been given eternal life.
アブラハムは言いました。そうそうそう、あれは僕の力じゃなかった。
Abraham said to Melchizedek, That's right, it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me.
私たちも言いましょう。そうそうそう。私たちが永遠の命を得たのは私たちの努力じゃなかったんです。
And in the same way, we can say, yeah, I know, it totally wasn't me. There's no way I could have earned my own salvation. It was all Jesus.
アブラハムも言いました。私の力じゃないから、だから私はこれを受け入れません。だからお返しします。
And in this, you know, way that Abram said, you know, all of this that I have in my hands, all of my possessions, all the stuff I was able to take, I don't need this. This is not, it was not by me. So please take some of this back.
私たちも同じように。だから私たちも 10% 捧げましょう。私たちの勝利じゃなく、神の勝利を称えるために。
In the same way, we should feel that everything that's been given to us, everything that we have is all thanks to God. And in the same way, we should have joy when we are giving a little bit back.
だから3つ目考えてください。皆さんの 10% は何をするんですか？それは賛美の歌を私たちの 10% は歌うんです。3つ目。
So the tithe,Our response to God's amazing grace is to be giving praise and the victory and Jesus conquering death on the cross.
私たちの 10% がメッセージがあるとさっき言ったね。それと同じように私たちの 10% は歌を歌うんです。
You know, so our tithe, it's like when we are in our hearts singing a song to God.
あなたが 10% を神に捧げるときに、それは神に賛美を捧げると一緒です。
As we give joyously, in the right heart, tithes to the Lord, it's like we are singing worship to God.
でもなんで 10% やな?
But why 10%?
なんで8じゃないやろ?
Why not 8?
なんで12じゃないやろ?
Why not 12?
まあいろいろ言われてるなんで 10% かいろいろ言われてるんやけれども。
You know, all those little details is not really important.
こういう人がいます。神様はあなたに 10% を捧げて 90% で生きることであなたに管理能力を学んでほしいんだよとか。
You know, well, you know, because of a 10% versus the 90%, you know, God is trying to give you a good fundamental education in finance.
それとかあなたに信仰を学んでほしいからねとかっていう人もいます。
You know, there's people that say, well, the 10% is to help you to develop your faith.
いや、そうかもしれんで、それは管理能力 力を学べるかもしれないし、信仰をきっと学べるでしょう。
Yeah, maybe you will get financially smarter. Maybe you will deepen your faith.
でもアブラハムさんに聞いてください。あなたは管理能力を学ぶ必要があったんですかって。
You know, but if you ask Abraham, did you learn like finances from this situation?
あなたは信仰を学ぶ必要があったんですか。
You know, did that help you to like you know develop your faith?
いや、多分こういうでしょう。いや、関係ないよそんなのは全然。
You know, he would be just like that. That was nothing to do with my feelings for giving to God.
アブラハムにとって。十分の一を支えることは神を称える賛美の行為だったんです。
The voice that came from Abraham was a voice of celebration over the victory, having life, having gotten everything back, and just the amazing, overwhelming sense of gratitude.
主は勝利を取られた、主は勝利を取られたという歌でした。
Victory in Jesus, victory in the Lord, God has given me a victory over my enemies.
じゃあ私たちが十分の一を捧げるとき、あなたの 10% はどんな歌を歌っていますか。
So as you are giving your tithe to the Lord, if you're doing it with a heart of thanksgiving, what kind of a song are you singing to the Lord?
日本の演歌ですか、津軽海峡冬景色ですか。
Are you singing Japanese enka or some kind of?
それとはなんとかファレル・ウィリアムズのなんかハッピーの歌ですか。
Yeah, that's pretty, it's catchy, but that's not what we're talking about today.
それとも Amazing Grace ですか。
Are you singing Amazing Grace?
あなたがそれを捧げるとき、その手は何の歌を歌っていますか。
What kind of a offering are you giving when you tithe?
どうぞ考えてください。でもな 10% で、ふみさん、あの手取りの 10% だ、それとも額面の 10% だ、グロスだ、ネットだとか聞くかもしれないけど。
Okay, yeah. Well, is that before or after taxes and healthcare and stuff? Because like, you know, it makes a big difference.
そんなことどうでもいい。
I don't care. That's up to you guys. You figure that out yourselves.
大切なのは心なんです。
It's all about the heart.
だってお金じゃないやもん。
It's not about the money.
だってルールじゃないやもん。
It's not a rule.
それは神の恵みに対する感動のレスポンスなんです。
It's just a response to God's grace.
十字架によって罪から解放されて暗闇の世界から引きずり出された神の子供たちこそ十分の一を捧げるべきなんです。
I was lost, now I've been found in the dark, and now I can see the light. My life has been changed. I've been rescued from death, and it's just a gratitude in response to that.
だから僕は献金のことをそれは礼拝だと言います。それは賛美の歌だと言います。
Tithing is like a worship. It's just like singing songs of praise to the Lord.
だからイエス様が十字架の子で僕のために何をしてくれたかを考えたときに献金紹介を言うときにいや僕しようかな今月やめとくからそんな考えへんもん。
You know, so when it's time, they're starting to talk about it's time for the offering or anything like that. You're like, well, what should I do? Should I tithe today? Should I not? It's not anything to do with that.
そうではなくて、イエス様が僕にしてくださった、私にしてくださった素晴らしいことのために、私は何ができるだろうって考えてください。
It's more of, you know, wow, you know, what Jesus did on the cross and what God has done for me, I want to be just so thankful for that and to really have my heart in the right place there. What can I do? What can I do to show my appreciation?
今日今から皆さん一つチャレンジをお渡ししたいと思います。
I'd like to challenge all of you today.
お家に帰って、イエス様の十字架が皆さんに何をしてくれたか、どうぞ考えてみてください。
You know, go home and talk with the people in your house about what you feel, the value and what Jesus did on the cross and how it affects our lives, your lives and in your family's lives and discuss it together.
旦那さんたち、パパたちはお家に帰って家族と一緒にそのことを考えてください。
For the fathers, if you would just go home and have that kind of a discussion with your family, it would be a wonderful thing.
もしそれが本当にイエス様が私たちのためにしてくれたことなんだったら、私たちはその恵みのレスポンスとして何をしようか、10% 捧げようか、やめとこうか、お家で決めてください。
So if you go home and you can talk about this, and then you decide as a family what the best thing is to do with your family the way that you want to tithe.
そしてもし皆さんがこう決めるなら、よっしゃ、私は私の 10% に Amazing Grace を歌わせようと決めるならば。
And if your family decides that you want to do it with a joyous heart in a response to what Jesus did on the cross for you and sing Amazing Grace as you give your tithe.
Let it sing. どうぞ歌わせてください。
And please let it sing together.
あのね、今その用意が献金の用意がある人は今礼拝としてそして神様への応答としてどうぞ捧げてください。
If you are prepared to give some offering today, to tithe today, we'd like to do that as part of our worship.
あのね、今からエミちゃんにあの僕たちの好きな十字架の歌をいくつか弾いてもらいます。僕も歌おうかな。あのみんなと一緒に歌いながら捧げ物をして礼拝を終わっていきましょう。
We want to just kind of combine the end of the service right now with the time of offering, and Emmy's going to go and play a couple of songs that are just going to bring our hearts in the place of worship towards Jesus and what He did.
どうぞ献金の係の人はカゴを回して行ってあげてくれる?
Okay, so if the people who are going to take care of the offering will do that for us as we sing a little bit here.
ぜひ自分で考えてください。
Think about it yourself.
神が私の手の中に置いてくださった罪と死への大勝利のレスポンスとして私は何ができるだろう。
That your heart will be in the right place, that you will think and focus on the cross and what it means to be redeemed and what Jesus did for you on that cross.、
うん、さあ、皆さん、捧げましょう。
Let's give cheerfully.、うん
じゃあね、シン君なんか歌出してくれる？うん、勝利の歌でしょ。There's victory in the cross. I'm breaking free. All my chains are gone. I will sing till my lungs give out.I'm gonna shout now that I found victory. これ献金のことやね。知ってた？知らなかったな。これは献金の歌なんです。どうぞ皆さん立ってください。どうぞ立ってください皆さん。もう一度歌いましょう。あのね、日本語で歌うか。ね。主イエスの血潮私を解き放つ褒めよ十字架の御業を命もう一度日本語で主イエスの血潮私を解き放つ褒めよ十字架の御業を命の Let's take that There's victory in the cross I'm breaking free All my chains are gone I will sing Till my lungs give out I'm gonna shout I'm gonna shout Now that I found victory Did you know this is the tithing song? これが献金の歌だって知ってましたか?
Did you know this is the song of tithing?
私たちの 10% は神に賛美の歌を捧げます。
Our tithe is a praise to the Lord.
皆さんの口も賛美の声を捧げます。
Of course, we sing from our mouths.
私たちの踊りも賛美の歌を捧げます。
Our bodies as we express ourselves through dance to the Lord.
じゃあ私たちの 10% もこの歌を歌うようにせえへん?
In the same way as we give a tithe, it is also a representation of our praise.To the Lord.
神様に捧げるとき There is victory 私の手の中に神様が勝利を与えてくださいました
Thank you Lord for your victory and we just want to give gratitude back as we tithe
祈りましょう父なる神様あなたが勝利を与えてくださって感謝します
Dear Heavenly Father we thank you Lord for your amazing victory
私たちの口も私たちの手の私たちもの 10% もあなたの勝利を称えます
Through my voice, through my hands, through my tithes Lord I want to celebrateIn gratitude, what you've done for me.
私たちはルールに決められているんだからそれをやるんじゃない。
It's not the rules, and that's what I have to do to follow the rules.
私たちはもっと祝福されたいからそれをやるんじゃない。
It's not that I'm doing it for my own gain that I will get something back.
あなたがしてくださったことに喜んでるからです。
It's the complete joy joy and overwhelming emotion that I feel in response to the gratitude of your grace.
神様、私が 10% 受け取ってください。
Please, Lord, receive our tithe.
本当は全部あなたのものなんだけど。
I know it's all yours, Lord. You've given me everything.
私たちの 10% 受け取ってください。
Just take a little bit back, Lord.
また、父なる神様、私たちが 90% で生活するときあなたが豊かに導いてくださることを知っています。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the leading in our lives as we live on the 90% that you've let us.
もうそれで十分です。
We are so happy and we are so fulfilled
with that.
Thank you, Lord, for that 90% that we are able to live and sustain our families on.
どうぞこの1週間ここにいらっしゃる一人一人の人があなたに祝福されて生活することができますように。
Lord, that you will bless each and every person as they go forth through each and every day this week.
父なる神の愛、子なるキリストの恵み、聖霊の親しい交わりが私たちの内、私たち一人一人の上に豊かに豊かにありますように。
That the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be richly upon each and every one as we go forth from this place.
そして今週本当に許されて愛されて神の国に招かれた喜びの感動を持って一週間歩みたいと思います。
That we have a complete understanding and a joy for the understanding that we are forgiven, we are loved, we are victorious in Jesus.
そしてそのあなたとの歩みの中で病を持っている者に癒しを、傷んでいる者に励ましを与えてください。
And Lord, as we walk in the love of God, that we will have victory in our lives in all things, whether it be financial need or whether it be healing over the sickness.
イエス様、あなたのような神はいません。
Lord, there's no one but you.
ですから私たちはあなたを愛します。
We love you, Lord.
あなたに仕えます。
We want to be serving you, Lord.
あなたを礼拝します。
We praise you, Lord.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
アーメン。ありがとう。皆さん、どうぞ祝福の中を歩んでください。